Ah, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Elven City of Evereska. If you'll follow me, I'll show you to our home while you'll be staying during your visit. And congratulations on being accepted for the cross-cultural study, by the way. I know the few of us that got accepted for the program were quite excited as well. Why not allow visitors freely? Well, that's a bit of a complicated question. First off, because of how we were separated from your world thousands of years ago, and because of how long we live, a lot of our older population wants to preserve our way of life for as long as possible. Only allow in a select few open-minded individuals to learn about each other for the time being. You understand, of course. Hence the cross-cultural exchange program. This way we learn about each other and we avoid any nastiness, as it were. We send some of our people to be adopted by your families for a few years and vice versa. Personally, I think that after the first year, a lot of the gates will be open and at least some tourism will be allowed, at least on the outskirts, but I'm not one of the elders, so who am I to judge? After all, I've only met the more polite humans, after all. I'm told that there are quite a few of you that are not so nice and borderline xenophobic and not the most kind to our kind. My apologies, I've only known your language for 3 or 4 days, so if I misspeak or speak out of turn, I apologize. Oh yes, learning languages has always been one of the hobbies of elvenkind. We actually create our own languages out of boredom now and then. But back to what I was saying. I've been told that some of your kind are quite xenophobic, as it were. And I would be lying if I said that some of our kind were not as well. Yes. The reason our gates are still closed is because a lot of the elders are more elderly. They remember the old days where your kind and our kind were not so friendly, and things were not as friendly and diplomatic as they are now. Frankly, the younger generations, like myself, have a lot of hope for the future. And thankfully, we will be living in one of the gated areas of the city that's now protected by the guard for reasons, so there should be nothing to worry about. Another question already. You humans are indeed curious, aren't you? I would be lying if I said I wasn't curious about you, though. What is it you would like to know, then? All female population? You don't see any men as well. Oh, yes. This is one of the things I was briefed on. My apologies. I am rather young for an elf, so it's normal for me, but now you have my curiosity raised even further. I was told that as a human, you are not equipped with all the same parts that we are, so to speak. speak, you are equipped more like the goats and the horses and other animals. I have to admit that that is a little exciting, and I look forward to our days together. As an elf, we look more like humans in a lot of ways, but yes, this may be why they insisted on only sending the most open-minded of ambassadors and students across the border both ways. Here we are. This is the housing unit we will be living in. Mansion. It is one of the nicer houses, I admit. But this is where we will be living, yes. Would you like to relax in the lounge with me? We can get to know each other on a more personal level if you like. As per the exchange program agreement, the two of us have this entire house to ourselves. I'm to be your guide and emissary to the city of Evereska and elvenkind in general. Anything you so desire, I am here to provide. And you may have noticed already, but as elves, we are, I am told, more free and open than most other kinds out there. I think the fairy folk are a bit more free, but and I would be happy to provide any extra services you may desire. In fact, your earlier question, if you'd like, I'm willing to show you what it's like to make love with a race that has all their parts. What do you say? Interested in doing some experimentation? I know I am. Perhaps later. Oh, the banquet. It's not for another 4 hours. There's plenty of time, my dear. Besides, I guarantee you the others are taking advantage of the same situation already. So, please, let me just take good care of you. Okay? Excellent, darling. I'll just use a little of my magic to remove all of those pesky garments. Oh my. I had been warned, but to actually see it. You have such a cute pussy and that's it. There's nothing else. And judging by how moist you already are, I would say that my pheromones and spores are already working their magic on you. Oh, I said that we elves are every gender, right? Well, I meant it. Not only do I have a cock as long as my forearm, balls the size of overripe plums, and a pussy deep enough to handle almost any other elf out there. But I can produce an aphrodisiac that most of, at least my kind, can't resist. I have to admit, I'm curious how a human like you will react to it. Though I suppose with how flush you are and with the honey dripping from you down below, before we even started. I suppose I have my answer. It's super effective. So, would you like me to start with some classic elven hospitality? Very well. then. Please lay back in the recliner and I'll take wonderful care of you. Drowned on your sweet honey. Oh, yeah. Oh, squeeze my head with your thighs. So juicy and delicious, aren't you? Are you ready for the main course? I'll warn you now that most elves themselves have a hard time with it. I promise to be as gentle as I can, though, but honestly, this is such a turn-on for me, especially knowing I'm one of the first elves to fuck a human in thousands of years. None of us even knows if we can interbreed after all, so I might lose a bit of composure and control. I hope you don't mind. Oh, thank you, my dearest human guest. I will show you the height of elven hospitality. Please accept this, my gift to you. Is the head even going to fit? Oh, there it goes. Okay. The rest should be relatively easy from there. Slow and steady. That's the way we go, right? Okay, and that's your cervix, isn't it? Okay. Okay, humans are a lot more shallow than I thought they were. Not in that way. Okay. Then I guess this is what we have to work with. Okay. Then I will show you the best hospitality that I can. And I will massage you while I do it. Just start slowly. And if I'm right, human aerozones are all about the same as elfin ones, so this should work relatively well. I'll just avail myself of your nipples a little. A little biting. I can't stand it. There's something about you. I have to have you. I know. Yes, bite me too. Oh, I can't stop it. Oh, the pressure's welling up inside of me. All both sides are just overwhelmed. Oh, prepare yourself. Refused to dislodge and well, I suppose if interbreeding is possible, we may find out sooner than later. Are you okay with that? Excuse me? You feel what? A stirring already within you. That's unusual. Well then. Oh, and I feel a bump within you already. Well, as an elf, I can channel mana into my womb and either slow down or speed up the progress of a pregnancy, but I assume as a human without magic you can't do that. Normally, if left alone, a pregnancy will take about 14 months. 9 months for humans? Well, I think we might need to see one of the doctors, yeah. But again, the way the other ambassadors were talking, I think a lot of people will be seeing the doctors tonight. From the look in your eye, I don't think you're too unhappy about this. That's good, at least. For now, how about we enjoy the afterglow and each other's company? And I still have some more hospitality for you, if you'll have it.